So, I was doing a recording and suddenly I have an alarm set up and the alarm started playing and it simply stopped recording. I think I might just post both audios because the other one was like an hour or something, and it was an hour of me just checking out the website Throne. And seeing what's in there, and is there anything that interests me? And like, hardly 15, I think even less, like 10 minutes of me get enough. So I was going to, like, the plan was that I was going to keep doing that. The recording stopped. So this is now a separate one because I do plan on keep doing that, getting myself off. I have no interest in even looking up how I can join two audios together. So I'm not going to do that. So there's probably going to be like an audio of me talking for an hour and getting off for 10 minutes. And then this one, which I'm honestly just going to get right at it. So if you're interested in listening to that, it's yeah, pretty much me not fully like setting up a throne. It's just checking the website. I actually the profile that I made is not a profile that I would share because of the username that I picked. But also just generally I'm not sure anyone will be interested in buying me stuff. So I mean, I don't think it's worth me setting up an actual profile to post the link. So, anyways, you can just listen to this one. And just listen to me get off. The context from the previous audio that you would like to know that I'm just going to tell you is that I am very sensitive. Right now, very tender, and I love fucking myself when I'm really tender. Fuck, because I'm very sensitive, and it feels really good. It feels very intense. And I decided that I am just going to go a bit slower, steady, but slower. I was talking about how I like to fantasize about getting fucked hard and being overstimulated. Ah, fuck. How is there still water coming out of me? Oh my God. What the fuck? Oh fuck. Oh my God. Another context from the previous audio. I just did that already. Like I already wet the whole pad. The first pad that I use, this is the second one that I'm using. How is there still liquid coming out of me? I don't understand. I was saying, fuck, that I like the fantasy of being fucked until I am completely overstimulated. And that and that you just keep fucking me. And I'm so swollen and sensitive and red. And you keep using me. And you keep using me to feel good. Oh, fuck. I want to beg you to come in me. Fuck. I was getting up to that yesterday. I was getting up. That's why I'm so tender, because I was fucking myself yesterday. And I was getting up to begging you to come in me. And you know how wet I get. How creepy I get. And I can't stop thinking about having you come inside me. And all your cum mixing with my cream and making a mess and making my pussy so messy and leaky and creamy. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I love the idea that you will come deep, deep inside me. Right in my womb. You know how much I get on the thought of being bred. Oh, fuck. And I can't stop imagining just the head of your cock. Oh, fuck. Just this lead pressed right into the tiny opening of my womb and come in. Oh, come in right there and get in my womb filled with cum. Oh, God. It will feel so warm. It will make my tummy feel so fucking warm and so full. And you keep fucking me. You keep fucking me. And you're pumping all that cum deep in me. But there's so much that it leaks out of my pussy. And it makes everything creamy. It makes everything creamy. I said I was going to go slow, but I can't go slow. I just I'm so sensitive. I'm so, so sensitive. I need a break again. Fuck. You know, I am going out after this. I was going to go do some grocery shopping. But I think I'm not. I'm still going to go out. Like, out of the house. I think I'm just gonna get dinner. But I'm just going to be so happy. So happy and so pleased. going to be so happy and so pleased. Oh, fuck. I think I might regret this tomorrow. There's been a couple of times in which I've gone really hard, really hard on myself, and it's been painful the next day. The thing is that it's not painful for me while I'm doing it. It's perfectly fine. But after, it feels quite... The consequences are there. Like, I get so tender. And sometimes, a couple of times, I've had to take some painkillers. And, I think this might be one of those. Like, it feels like it might be a bit reckless to keep going, because apparently I don't know how to restrain myself. Self-control is something that I'm not very familiar with when it comes to fucking myself. I don't know if I mentioned it, but once one of my doctors said that to me, my gynecologist. Also, by the way, the way that in English that you will abbreviate the word gynecologist is I have no idea how I have no idea how it is. The thing is that in my head I always pronounce it like obgyn, because you know I'm reading it, but apparently it's like the like, I have to spell it out rather than read it. And it sounds so weird. And the first time that I heard someone say it out loud, I was very confused because I didn't know what they were talking about. And for the context of the conversation, I was also talking about my gynecologist. And I said it and they were like pretty fucking confused as well. And it turns out it's not pronounced the way that I thought it was pronounced. So there's that. Just a fun fact, a general fun fact, to show you that it is very curious when you learn words in another language and you learn them from reading, as I did, and then you never know how the fuck they're supposed to be pronounced, and then you pronounce it away in your head. It's similar like names in books. When you pronounce the name a certain way and then you see the movie and it's an entirely different thing. So the point that I was trying to make is, once I was at my gynecologist and she was checking me, and I think I told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again because you might have not heard it. She was checking me and she told me that I had like what seemed to be a mark on my cervix. And for more context, because you might have not heard my previous audios, or you might not have heard that specific one, which, to be fair, I don't even know. If I told the story, I wouldn't be able to tell you which audio it was in, because I ramble so much. I'm a virgin, right? So never has a penis entered my vagina, right? So it was nothing that somebody else did. It was entirely my doing, and my doing is sex toys. And apparently I was at some point so hard on myself that I left a wound on my cervix long enough that my doctor saw it on my checkup. I have to say, I usually avoid getting off the days previous to medical checkups because I'm paranoid, precisely of of, I don't know, residue stuff, because I use loops and I use stuff. And I remember that specific time I had not gotten off, like, in at least 2-3 days at the very least. Like, I mean, I had gotten off, just not with a dildo, not something inside my pussy, but could have left a dent like that. So apparently it was a significant enough mark that it remained for a week, let's say. And she told me that, why was I so brutal with myself, and that I should be more romantic when, because I obviously told her, like, I don't lie to my doctors. I told her, like, you know, I use a sex toy that is made of stainless steel. And she was like, okay, but stainless steel tends to be a bit rougher than a flesh penis, a real penis. So you should be more careful when you use it. And she literally used the words, be more romantic with yourself. And I just had no way of telling this lady, so sweet, so kind, that I like to fuck myself hard, and that it feels good to me, and that while I am doing it, it does not feel painful at all. It felt like a bit too much information for her to handle at the time. Which is weird, because if you're a doctor, like, you have seen and heard way weirder things than whatever I could tell you, you know? But yes, I am feeling decently at the moment. I think if I pinky promise myself to be kind enough, we can go a bit more, just a bit more, because it's, I have, like, let's say, half an hour still before I need to clean up and get ready for dinner. So I have a bit of time. We can go a little bit more. Oh, fuck, it's sensitive. It's sensitive. So we're going to be tender, and in the words of my doctor, very romantic. Oh, fuck. There's still water coming out of my body. I need to drink a lot of liquid today, because I am going to get dehydrated at this point. This is entirely absurd. I'm being gentle. I'm trying to be gentle. But when I hear it, just hear it. I love how it sounds. It sounds so obscene. And, oh, fuck. And there's liquid still coming out. How? How? I don't get it. Ah. Ah! 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 Ah!
entirely too tender now. I think I do want to get off again, but maybe I am going to use a different simulation. So I mentioned that I love pulsation toys. I have never used one to get off on audio. First, because can you hear that? I'm guessing you can. So it's loud. I don't know how you feel about that. But you know what? I don't really care how you feel about that right now. I care about how I feel, and it feels good. So I'm going to be very gentle and loving with my pussy. Like, just a tiny bit, just a bit of stimulation, just to feel something inside me. And I'm going to keep this toy on my clit. Oh my god. It feels good, it feels good. My hips are... Oh, my hips are moving on their own. Okay, a little... Let's lower this a bit. Oh god. Let's find a good angle to put this. So we can just leave it there. I haven't even put the toy back in my pussy. I'm just rubbing at my entrance, which I will have, you know. It is a very, very sensitive body part for me. It's one of the reasons why I fantasize so much with being eaten out. Because the entrance of my pussy feels is a really, really, coño, a really sensitive part for me. And I just know that if it gets properly stimulated, I could come very easily from that. When I first started masturbating, that was the only place that I will touch before I discovered that direct stimulation on my clit felt good. What I used to do was rub the entrance of my pussy. I was very scared of putting anything inside, fingers or anything else at the time. Because it was a very taboo, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Because I just did it because it felt good, not because I knew what masturbation was. But I just remember that felt, oh fuck, so good. Just rubbing right there, back and forth. It felt really good. So I caved, and I put the toy in. My entrance feels really good, but you know what feels extra fucking good? Oh, my G-spot. Well, I have a toy on my clit. Oh my god. So, oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. My tummy feels so tense. So warm. My tummy feels so warm. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh my God, everything feels so wet. My pussy is leaking so much. Everything is wet. My ass feels wet. My ass cheeks feel wet. My lower back feels wet. I can't go gentle on loving. I need to fuck myself hard and nice and deep. I feel so warm. I feel so warm. Oh my God, oh my God, it feels good, it feels good, it feels good. I'm going to come. I'm going to come, I'm going to come. Let's turn it up, turn it up a little bit more, a little bit more, and I am most likely going to need painkillers tomorrow. So I'm just going to breathe now and relax. Breathe and relax. Oh, fuck. I feel so tender. I think I'm just going to end it here so I have enough time to clean up and change. Just I am really into the aftercare of the whole thing. It's just I'm going to be very quiet. So I might as well just stop the recording. Well, so this is
I think I'm just going to post both audios. Yeah, let me know if you heard just this one or both of them. The other one cuts very abruptly. I mean, not while I'm getting off, but like, I think like mid-conversation, so. I think you got more fucking from me here than in the other one. But you know, that's just the way it is. You definitely got way more hanging out with me in the other than this one, if that is something that you are into. So yeah. Have a good day and bye.